This is why a return to traditionalism is the only way forward. The errors of the Second Vatican Council, the Protestantization of the Roman Catholic faith, is a big problem. And by the way, I know, you know, I sometimes forget, but I recognize that there are many non-Catholics here in the Crusade Channel audience. And you folks need to understand that when I criticize the Protestantization of the Catholic faith, I'm like, look, you guys already exist. Your churches, which were invented sometime in the 16th century and thereafter, already exist. There's no need to invent a new one in the 1960s. By the time we got to the 1960s, there were 40,000 different denominations to choose from. We didn't need to invent a new one. The Vatican II Church didn't need to come into being. And the Protestantization of the Catholic Church has not resulted in any of you converting. I'm a convert. I started out my very, very young life being raised as a Baptist and then as a Presbyterian, baptized as a Presbyterian. That's how I know it's valid, because there was no deacon in the 90s messing around with the matter, form, and intention. The matter was water. The form was, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And the intention was to cleanse original sin. So that thing was valid. I remember it. Funny that in the 1990s, after the Vatican II religion had been invented, in the 1990s, you can have more confidence in a Presbyterian baptism than in a Roman Catholic baptism, where they would monkey around with the matter, form, and intention and say goofy things like, I baptize you in the name of the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sanctifier. That doesn't count. That's not a valid baptism. You still have original sin and you are going to hell. That's how that works. That's how the sacraments work. We are a sacramental religion. You can't change the matter, form, or intention. What was the intention of Vatican II, one wonders? Well, let's not go there. 1 year ago today, the United States Supreme Court, including five justices who are or were raised Catholic, issued its decision in Dobbs. My observation here is the same observation that you have sometimes received here on Paratalk, which is that all of human history, all the major arguments, all the wars are fundamentally either a pro-Catholic or an anti-Catholic disagreement. All of human history is divided in the people of God versus the people of man. All of human history can be divided in and read that way. It was Christendom versus the barbarians. It was Western civilization versus anti-civilization. And there have been major disagreements over time. There have been subplots to the major story. There have been the great schisms. The schismatics of the East, the heretics of Martin Luther, Henry VIII, and their progeny. The absolute disintegration of Protestantism into some rainbow cult that we see today. And now, in these latter times in human history, it is the church against itself. That's what this letter represents. It is a competition of the invented religion trying to quash and eclipse the one true religion. And that is represented here. Five Catholic justices It required the assistance of Catholic justices to put a partial end to the massacre of innocent human life in these United States. Jews didn't get it done. I keep being told that abortion is a Jewish sacrament. Muslims didn't get it done. As soon as Muslims come to the United States, they lose their faith. They become Americans and start drinking Starbucks. Protestants didn't get it done. This is an Anglo-Protestant empire that we live in. Catholics have been a minority, always have been, and perhaps always will be. Catholics have been, at various points, a very much oppressed minority in these United States, in this Anglo empire, in this Puritan empire. And it's the Puritan empire that has led the world in child slaughter. So the Puritans didn't get it done, or their progeny. Look at the Methodist Church today. The Methodist Church today is led by lesbian women parading around with rainbow flags. What even is Protestantism anymore? Don't worry, I have plenty of negative things to say about the new Catholic Church. So if you're a Protestant listening to this broadcast, don't think that I am reserving all of my vitriol, all of my opprobrium for you. Don't be personally attacked, because I came from where you're sitting right now. And trust me, I was not compelled to join the Catholic Church by its beauty or by its courageous prelates 20 years ago. When I saw what was happening in the Catholic Church 20 years ago, I saw sex abuse, abuse of minors and children in Boston. That's what was happening 20 years ago to the day. Why did I join an organization that seems like it has a big time problem? By the way, I'm going to be talking more about that problem this weekend on Restoring the Faith Media's YouTube channel. You're not going to want to miss my interview upcoming with Kieran Tapsell. Quick plug for that. No, I was compelled to join the church by truth and by goodness and beauty thereafter, but by the truth of the fact that God established one church. It was apostolic. That's how he operates. God did not will a diversity of religions, and he did not will a diversity of denominations. In fact, he condemned denominationalism. Condemned it. You will be one as my Father in heaven and I are one. You will be one. Outright condemned it in all four Gospels. So if denominationalism is condemned, then only one denomination can be right. Which one claims to be right? The loudest. Which one has some evidence of being right? I don't know. I leave that to you. It probably wasn't Bob's Church on 5th and Main. It probably wasn't Bobby Joe. I'm just saying. Today, as Catholic Democrats serving in the House of Representatives, we are proud that we are part of the faithful pro-choice Catholic majority, 68% of whom support the legal protections for abortion access, blah, 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 blah. I don't doubt that these statistics came from somewhere. I just don't know whom they're polling. If they're polling people who claim to be Catholic but don't ever practice their faith, don't go to Mass, don't receive the sacraments, are not living in a state of grace, or at least trying to, then yeah, I can believe that 68% of people who at any point in their lives have once been Catholic or considered themselves to be Catholic would believe that abortion is fine. If they are polling the members of the Catholic Church who hear the Mass of the Ages of the Saints in its Latin form, unadulterated by the age of Aquarius, unmolested by the baby boomers of the 1960s, if they are polling those people, then 0.0% of them believe abortion is okay. That's just the numbers. Them's just the facts, y'all. What's so amazing here is the lack of self-awareness in this sentence. Our faith unfailingly promotes the common good, prioritizes the dignity of every human being, and highlights the need to provide a collective safety net to our most vulnerable. The common good? How is the common good served by a destruction of human life? How are you serving the common good? Prioritizing the dignity of every human being? The dignity of every human being? Who exactly is in the womb? If not a human being being torn limb from limb, what kind of dignity is that? The need to provide a collective safety net for our most vulnerable? Who is more vulnerable than the unborn, I ask you? Who is more vulnerable than that?